This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Attention, P1s.
Whoa, big deal alert.
And now, another highly addictive moment of the Rise Guys morning show.
And you just realize how much you don't really matter.
Sad. But that's very true, how you could be gone and nobody would care.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like a Monday around here, doesn't it? <not?
laughs> Somebody got a case of the Monday.
Well, this is amazing to me that 34% of Americans now consider that UFOs are proof that there is alien life out there. That they think that someone's going to invade.
But the only proof we have is like a couple government officials maybe alluded to the existence of dead aliens at Area 51.
Right. Lou Elizondo. And as we well know, if your whistleblowers die, they're not allowed to keep going out and doing TED Talks and public speakings and podcasts and stuff. They die. Real whistleblowers die. So are these people government operatives?
P1s, feed your needs with PRG at therasguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app